thing, and it's just gonna go. We're just gonna go. How do I? Oh no, I can hear myself. That's horrible. Mute it. How do I? Okay. Now, how do I manage?
I hate this.
Why did I? I know I volunteered for this, but on the other hand, I hate it. Okay. It's working. Hi, Sabu.
Hello.
I'm learning how to stream on Twitch Live. It's horrid.
Oh. Wait, are we live now?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
All right. Welcome to episode 60 of the Melia podcast. We would have gone there earlier, except we kept having scheduling problems, so.
Yeah.
Wait, we're live now?
Yes.
Shit.
Yes. What kind of tags do you... you know, I feel like Twitch should have a podcast tag. They don't, though.
Just chatting.
I mean, no. They have that, but, like, you can put tags... Like, that's the category. But you can put tags on the stream itself saying, like, LGBTQ, which, I mean, I might as well
add.
Yeah,
pick that, like, one.
Yeah, who wants to pick tags with me, guys?
Is there, like, a fandom tag? Like,
no, I mean... I thought maybe they'd have, like a podcast tag. They don't have a podcast tag. They don't have, like, anything. The tags are so weird and useless.
Podcasts.
That's...
I mean, yeah.
That's not true. I know multiple people who do podcasts on there.
Twitch?
Yeah.
What kind of tags do they have?
I mean, I don't know. To be fair, I said I know multiple, but I guess I really only know Trainwrecks TV. He's technically calls it a podcast, so I was like, yeah, that counts.
There was that one Dream SMP podcast that kind of, like, stopped uploading. They streamed on Twitch, but they just used just chatting. They didn't have any tags.
Yo, I can get us our goal. Get us. Our goal is 5 followers. No, okay. 15 followers. Woo. Help me.
Not gonna happen.
No,
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
We have a goal. Let's see. Can I add? Hold on. I can add things. Oh my gosh, how do I do this? Hold on. This is just learn how to stream on Twitch with somebody who's never looked into it ever before.
Here, let me give you a follow.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wait. One second. Let me log into my... Let me open this in a different tab.
I'm gonna be the first follower. Let's go.
No! Yes! No, wait. Sai is the first follower. Thank you, Sai, for the follow. Thank you, Sabu, for the follow. Sai and Sabu, the first two followers.
God, I have to log in. This isn't unfair. I had to log into my Twitch account.
I'm hoping the quality's pretty nice. Here, wait, can I? I don't think I can make you guys any louder unless I turn up my Discord. Wait, hold on. That's a brilliant idea.
I for a brief moment heard the reverb of, like, being on the, like tuning into the stream, and it seemed like it was fine. So.
Okay, that's good, because I wasn't sure.
Briefly before I muted, because out of fear of listening to my own voice.
Yeah.
I completely forgot. I was like, why am I hearing myself twice? What's going on?
Okay, we officially have 7 viewers, which is more than
wait,
all of us,
what?
So it's not just...
What?
Wait, why? Yeah. Who? Who?
Ah!
Guys, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm sorry, dear viewers.
Okay.
Alright. So, what should we talk about?
I don't know. We didn't talk about what we're going to talk about. We just said, let's do a live stream instead of a regular episode.
It's going to go fine.
And honestly, that was mostly because on the day we were going to record, I'd had like 2 hours of sleep beforehand. So,
well, know, we make bad decisions. I'm live learning how to stream, so if I just phase out of existence and don't respond, that's why.
I'm sure, like, there's a lot of signs that, like, they are kind of going up to the, like, ending, like, the first season, I guess, of the Dream SMP.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's true.
Like,
Tommy made the tribute video.
His character within, like, the next.
I mean, it's a video he's been wanting to make for a while now.
True.
Right?
So yeah,
I wouldn't say
so.
That's any indication that Dream SMP is going to end, because it's something he's been wanting to done, but hasn't, like, had the chance to until recently.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Doom posting already, which I was just like, guys, we were told, like, excessively how things are going to happen.
I'm kind of, like, optimistic about, I guess, I'm kind of thinking about it in the sense of, like, a reboot, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know if Tommy Wilburn will be a part of it, but who cares, you know, like, it's all about the Dream Team, the Dream SMP, you know, like.
Yeah, it's about more than OG just, you know.
It's the OGA back in there.
Yeah, it's more than just, you know, Tommy, Phil, or okay. Techno, or Dream, or whatever. It's all of them! There's so many people on that server, you know?
I did see a funny post, though, where someone said, I before C Tommy goes, I need them to lock C Dream and C Tommy in a room again, because that was just, like, a really good time. And I was like, I mean, they weren't lying, bro. Like, that specific stream was, like, just so intriguing, because it was, like, I mean, it was just Dream being annoyed.
Tommy being annoying and Dream being annoyed, so basically the normal dynamic.
It was perfect. I was like, oh my god, then he like kills him, but like, I mean,
someone's gonna die.
Someone's gonna die in that equation. So, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna like end. Like I kind of like I'm hopeful. Like people were like. They saw Alyssa, like, post a tweet that said hi, and they were like, Alyssa's coming back to the Dream SMP. And I was like, I mean, that would be really cool, but I don't think so.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm kind of hopeful for it, because I think it hopefully it'll give people, especially people who, like, joined the lore later or kind of fell out of the lore, a chance to sort of restart. Without all the worry there seems to be about, like, interrupting the big storylines from the creators.
Yeah. Mm,
I just, I mean, like, well, first off, we've already heard from Dream what the plan, quote-unquote, is going to be, and quote-unquote, soon. I don't trust that man with the word soon, but we've already sort of heard what it's going to be, and it's sort of like a compromise between the people who just want a full-on reset and the people who want to continue doing it. So I don't think it's going to be a full-on reset or anything like that, and I don't think it's going to be a reboot, because that's very similar to a full-on reset. And they're not going to have a new map, because if they were going to reset the map, then they would have just picked a new world and started over again, right? So I'm pretty sure they're keeping the old map with all the old builds and stuff in it. But the thing that they mentioned that is going to change significantly were, like, the relationships between characters. So rather than, like, a reboot. It might be something else. Maybe a time skip situation.
Maybe not exactly a time skip, but the same basic concept of you come back to season two and suddenly stuff's super different.
Yeah, could maybe. DreamXD initiates a time skip. DreamXD, who does not understand the concept of time, moves forward by 2 weeks.
He's like, it's taken too long. Just, like, time skips the domestic.
And actually, I feel like the probably the funniest way to do a time skip is, like, move forward by a really short time, like 2 weeks, but have everything be super different, and then have the whole storyline after that be about the audience
what
figuring out
in
what
the
hell went on in those 2 weeks. That is the funniest way to do a time skip.
No, actually, I mean, considering it's a Minecraft server and how quickly things change when people are actually on the server.
True.
Yeah, I believe that.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I want the egg to be involved in the world altering event, but I know my hopes will be shattered because everybody just shits on the egg.
No, the egg is the best.
Sam Bookish will use the egg to bring the apocalypse upon the server.
I mean, honestly, I'd believe that. That seems realistic and believable.
Sam Bucket is the harbinger of death.
Probably. Have you seen that guy?
he's a little suspicious.
He's the Eldritch Abomination version of Sam, who is incidentally identical to Sam, who Sam thinks is hot.
Yeah.
I just think he's like some like rogue body or something.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Oh my fucking god.
It's just,
I just can't believe Sam has the the scrapbook of like hot men or something. like anyone who's powerful, he finds hot, and I'm like, what?
It's not even powerful. It's hot, dangerous men.
Dangerous. Okay, yeah.
Specifically like, dangerous.
That's how you know Dream's number one in that book.
Oh yeah, he's. Oh, I do not. Ah, that scrapbook.
Yeah, the scrapbook,
it's not something the content creators thought through, was it?
What of the SMP is, like, with stuff like that is actually, you know, thought through, really?
Apparently the entirety of the first two Lammermoor War stuff?
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong, I'm just not... Not like that stuff, but the, what is it?
I mean, I know, like, the whole, at least the prison part of, like, Dream's storyline was definitely very planned. Because, like, that whole thing took place over the sort of, like, from the start of Exile and, like, the prison, him asking Sam to build a prison, to the Disconnect.
It was definitely like even before he was planning it out, even before the start of Exile, because it was like a big project, right? You probably had the idea floating around.
I more meant after... like the dumb things, but
possibly I don't think he had it before the whole deal with Schlatt thing came up. I think potentially, what really happened is that
at the very least November 9th,
it'd be more interesting if Dream changed to Manberg's side. And then they just did that, and they go, went, all right, now let's come up with a reason for that to have happened. Just because of how vague he was initially with talking about it, I don't think they'd planned out the revive book at that point, but I think shortly after they had it worked it out.
Like, what's a good reason for Dream to switch sides?
Because when they're doing the foundations for the prison, that's when the book, that's where the fact it's a book is first mentioned. And before that, it was very vague. It was like, oh, Schlatt signed something, or he gave me something that you couldn't. So I think sometime in between those two points, they figured out, all right, it's a book, it revives people, here's what we're going to do with it.
I think it might have been probably... Is that a... Okay. Okay! Okay! Ignore what's happening on screen right now.
What do you mean? It's fine!
I think potentially it's something he thought of after November 16th, because what's the point of having a revive book if characters don't die, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have to kill people if you have a book that brings them back to life. It's like, you know, the number one thing you do if you have a thing that can bring people back to life. Like, that's just and like basic.
And like the first very serious permanent death, quote unquote, that happens is on November 16th. A little, well, technically a little bit after, when they sort of decided that Wilbur is actually now permadead. His character's, poof, gone.
Yeah, stuff that like didn't that. Last, did it?
Okay!
I don't know why Sam is so much larger than Dream.
Make him small.
There we go. He fits now. Let's look at us. I thought our screen was a little boring. I thought we needed it to be dressed up a little bit, and I'm trying to learn how this thing works, so... There we go.
There we go.
Let me just change its name. Can I change its name?
This would be so weird to people who don't have a screen to watch the podcast.
That's fine. We don't need that.
You gotta add Phil's that. You gotta
Dream Sam Quack.
You gotta unite.
You're asking me to put so many people. Okay, fine. I'll do Phil next.
Yeah, the War Crimes trio.
Oh god, I want his Minecraft skin, not his actual face.
Although, I mean,
face.
Definitely it's like, what's the cool, like, Quartet, because you gotta include Tubbo.
Oh my god, that's so many green people.
Green war crime people.
Green war crime. Have they all committed war crimes? I guess they have, haven't they?
Yes.
I mean, it depends on, like, exactly
how Ilza's a terrorist. Like, Sam runs an unethical prison. Dream is a terrorist. Tubbo made nukes.
It's less than nukes, actually. It's more about his actions as president of Nila Manberg. I think the nukes are valid. Those aren't war crimes.
I didn't know Tubbo got an armband on his skin at the moment. But it's the only picture that's coming up, so he's got a little color to him. Tubbo! Hold on. He's coming. Here comes the boy. Come here, boy.
But yeah, to the people who are doom posting, just stop. Please. Please stop doom posting. It happens every single time someone talks about, oh, the dream SMP is ending, and then it's just doom posting everywhere, and it's really annoying. I'm sorry, but it's just really annoying to see people. Hello! Someone's in chat! Oh my god, hello!
Oh, hi! It was Hallie! Hi! I don't know if that's actually how you say your name. That's how I always say it. Yes, please join us. Give us.
Wait, why is this followers only chat?
Does it only follow? Yeah. Oh! But I don't know how to. I don't know how to do this stuff. Okay, I got it.
No, I think that's probably the default. There we go. Because they like.
It was definitely the default, but
streamers want to encourage people to follow them.
It's okay. You don't have to follow.
You don't
me.
Have
I mean,
to follow to chat.
I like it if you follow because that's nice. But you know.
I mean, arguably, at this point, there's no real reason because, like, we're not exactly going to be. We have no plans to stream
this
here regularly.
Regular thing, though, unfortunately.
That's not true. Me and Snowy can start a once a week Genshin stream. The amount of times that me and Snowy, when it's just been the two of us, have been like, you know, we could just not record an episode and play Genshin Impact instead. Or Apex, or any other video game.
I gotta be down. Oh god, my deck, my computer's getting my dead.
No, you're good.
Shit, my phone's gonna die.
Technical difficulties, everyone, please hold your horses.
I just have to put in my password again, but my password's like 15 letters, so. I mean, it's very good security, because I basically have a sentence as my password.
Yeah, it's good security. It's just 15 letters to type out. It's a lot to type.
Who else should I add to the screen? I've got all of the green.
I
feel like I'm missing. Oh, I am missing a green boy. One second.
The version of my back is cool.
Slimesicle?
Yes, Slimesicle.
When you go into hardcore mode and you just see how far you can get without actually worrying about dying. And then you only last like an hour, but it's fun.
I completely missed half the things that were said earlier. What happened?
I would last 5 seconds. I'm not gonna lie. I would get killed. Like,
who dies first on the Dream SMP?
I think the first I've gotten is, like,
can I change
into the nether, to, like, and then I got killed by a blaze.
What does that do? Nothing. It did nothing. Okay. Ooh, wait. Can I make him red? No. I can make him green. I'm just learning how you do anything on this. Anyways,
This is gonna look so funny uploaded to
YouTube. I'm going to squash him.
He's gonna be so janky, man. It's fine.
He's gonna be nice and tiny, just a tiny little guy. How many Dream SMP characters can I fit on the screen?
How many green Dream SMP characters?
Nope, I ran out of green ones. Other than Boomer.
Oh, you're just gonna add everybody else.
I'm just gonna try and add as many as possible and see how it goes.
Alyssa was kind of green, wasn't she? Or like.
No, I think maybe she's, like, mostly gray, isn't she? I don't know, man.
I remember gray. Boomer.
I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna go to,
That's a gigantic Quackity. Hello, Quackity.
Unbiased 4 and see.
Wait, do you think I can put them on the thing roughly height-wise? Hold on. So make Filza short. Make Dream tall.
I swear someone had, a greenish skin.
And then make Sam even taller. And then make Tubbo extra short. Sorry, Tubbo. Make Quackity also extra short.
I'm gonna keep doing this and then I'll...
Make Slimesicle minuscule. Why? Because I said so. Let's add Tommy. I don't have...
Quackity's extra short.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so... Right, bring the foolish in there. Put foolish in there. Come on.
I'll add foolish. Hang on, I'm just going down the line of random whoever I think of first.
Foolish and just have him in the corner somewhere. And you only see his
Tommy
legs.
Tommy in it needs to be in here. Here we go. He's not
same height as Dream.
He's not gonna be that big. He will be. He's a big man, but he's not that big.
So when you guys are doing that, I'm just gonna go through some list of that happened recently.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm getting this unbiased 4. If you want to keep on up on the one, you don't really have time for it.
He's the same height as Dream. A little bit
bigger. It's a good account. It focuses on just lore stuff and tries to update on all creators equally. Okay, yeah, so first of all, nice. Quackity said that his character will not have a happy ending.
Good!
Yeah.
I think he kind of deserves it at this point.
Like, you guys didn't.
I don't understand what kind of positive ending he could get.
Okay, so then this next one, do you want to actually talk about Quackity signing first and then we'll move on to the next one? That's probably better.
Sure. Let's see, we're just gonna make Foolish gigantic, don't worry about it. He doesn't fit on the screen, but he's just gonna go over here. Don't mind him.
Yeah, what kind of ending do you think he'll get?
Who, Quackity? I think he's either gonna die or everything's gonna burn down around him and that's gonna be the end of him. Because I feel like this is kind of, like, Lost Nevadas is his last shot, you know? He put everything into this.
Didn't you say that he was going to die with Lost Nevadas once?
Maybe one of us did. That's very possible.
I'm getting like more of a bittersweet ending.
I mean, like,
that's like true. He could be misdirecting us.
Like he like loses everything, but he doesn't die, essentially, and he kind of just decides to go off and do something new.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a solid chance.
Everything on the server is just like made my life awful. Bye.
I mean, looking at what's happened. Hey, Nikki, looking at what's happened to him so far, which is essentially like,
what else could I add?
I don't think Nikki's that tall.
Nikki as tall as I want. Nikki deserves to be tall.
Nikki deserves to be tall.
Whoa.
But I think based on what happened, he's already kind of hit rock bottom, right? Because he's just lost his.
Where could that go?
Essentially, oh, what the hell?
I'm just messing around. Don't worry about it. Don't just ignore the screen. Nikki is the tallest.
Yes.
Dang straight. Nikki deserves to be the tallest out of everyone. Anyways, just keep talking and ignore whatever I'm doing.
Ignoring what's happening on the screen because I'm getting so distracted by it.
Yeah, just tab out. Just look at the chat. Just tab out of the screen.
He's tabbing out. Okay. But yeah, we do have like. Quackity's already technically hit rock bottom, right? He's, his business partners betrayed him. His citizen has betrayed him. His best friend is dead. Well, I don't know if that's a best friend, but his, like, protege.
Whatever Slimesicle was to him.
Whatever Slimesicle died. Is to Quackity is dead. And while he has hopes that, he's, like, essentially wasted away 3 months or so trying to figure out how to bring Slimesicle back to life.
Yeah, how'd that go for him?
It didn't.
Not well.
But Slimesicle seems to be alive anyway, even if he doesn't seem to be, like, the same person the same human he was when he died. So, there's hope, but there's also, like, this sort of sense of, doom, almost, that Quackity's in right now. Because his country is falling apart, his protege is MIA, Dream is out and about, his business relationships have crashed and burned. He's kind of already on that downward spiral. So, like, logically, following through that downward spiral, there's two things that can happen. He crashes and burns at rock bottom, or he crashes and burns, but then makes his way back up because something happens that gives him hope again. Like Slimesicle, for instance. We still haven't seen what happened. We don't know what's going on with Slimesicle at all right now. Also, his other country person has left. Okay. Fundy, where are you? The only person Quackity has left now is Foolish. It's a little sad.
And Dream's making quick work of that relationship.
Very true.
Although, actually, that kind of brings up the next one, which is 2 days ago, Foolish was live on S&P, and he titled it, "This Might Be My Last Building Stream of Season 1 Dream S&P."
Which probably wasn't intentional. in terms
doom
of
doom posting.
I think the name was intentional. I think I saw somebody mention later that was like, oh yeah, this is fine, and then it how he probably named the stream that and then realized afterwards, like, you know, maybe that wasn't what
the best name.
It was kind of a leak in a way.
I mean, we were like expecting it, right?
We were, but I think it just made it like more real that it was it's closer than I think a lot of people might have thought it was.
I do think I kind of want to point out that he specifies building stream, which indicates he might have a plan for a lore stream before the season one ends.
Could be. Mm. Definitely could be.
But yeah, Foolish was on the Dream SMP recently, and Thad was there, and Lacactus! I love them.
I think you cut out there.
I think you talked so loud you cut out. That was funny.
Oh no! Lacactusburg fell. I'm so sorry. Lacactusburg fell, and I am so, like, I love the Foolish and Bad dynamic. It's so much fun, honestly.
Hallie, you want to know why Puffy's so small? Puffy's short.
Lacactusburg actually lasted longer than Lamanburg.
I did see that. I think it did just by a little bit, which is, you know, amazing. I've never wanted something more that I didn't know I want. Yeah, no, it was that's fantastic.
It is such a win for us. Lamanburg needs to take that L and move on.
I mean, I kind of thought, you know, Lamanburg got dead and gone until that Wilbur
and
stream.
And then Wilbur comes over and just
it.
Goes
it was like,
you
need to admit
my country dreams.
It's just like, what, dude? That blew up ages ago. You blew it up yourself. It's like, chill,
well,
man.
Actually, I don't know why, but I have this. This thought just came to my head where Wilbur is all the dream apologists running to the London U.S. embassy, yelling, "Let George into the U.S." But instead, Wilbur's just yelling at Dream, going, "Verify my fucking country."
Yeah, pretty much. Oh man, that was still such a like a weirdly funny moment. I don't know why. It was just out of all the things that he could have talked about, that was not what I was expecting.
I'm gonna come and say this and be like, Tommy probably had a better idea for what to ask Dream to write than Wilbur did.
I mean, yeah, probably.
How do sex four?
Right, that got revealed. That was something.
Why is there a bed?
Because I'm gonna put George to sleep.
Aww.
Tiny poopy.
Lock him in.
All he does is sleep, you know? How much do I rotate him is the question. Nope, a little more.
Alright, so a couple of days ago it was also Nikki's 2-year anniversary during the SMP.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Happy birthday, see Nikki.
Yeah, see Nikki, boss.
And then it's also Cyberknife. Do you want to talk about Cyberknife?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
We heard,
grief.
Techno's, plan was if he, had gotten a chance to work on his character, or do something new with his character, he was going to go into the new world and play Cyberknife, who was basically,
Technoblade.
Yeah,
likes government.
Yeah, the reverse of Technoblade, and then the Syndicate was gonna go in and infiltrate his gigantic temple, and, you know, pretend that they also loved government, which, honestly, I really love that idea.
His, like, original character would, like, be open a training arc to explain why he wasn't there.
Yeah, I really love that idea. I wish we had gotten to
see
that, because I think it would have been really funny.
Someone should write a fic.
Yeah, somebody do it. I don't know, I would have loved to see that. I think it would have been, like, really funny for one thing, but I don't know, I love the idea of,
like,
any of the SMP content creators playing characters that are just, like, complete opposites.
Of actual characters.
Yeah, because I just think it's really fun to see them go and do something random. Different, you know? Like, just like, do the complete opposite. I think it's really funny.
Why is Pun so small? Just like how Tails is such, like, so much fun for us and for, like, the characters, is because the content creators get to do this. They get to play someone who is just not their own character.
Yeah.
Unless you're Dream, in which case...
You play, like, four.
It's just your character, but a different aspect of your character.
Yeah. Or, a slightly different variation of your character that you bought an entire other alt account for again. Which he's done. At least once, but I think he did it twice, because I think he also did it to make fun of Quackity at one point. Which, you know, on brand. But, how many SMP characters can I fit on this screen? Pretty well so far.
So many.
I really like the way
it all depends on how big you want them to be.
To be fair, I think my favorite part is if I pick one of them up, I can just sort of like bobble them around, which is hilarious. Watch. Ready?
Dream delay.
Look at him go.
I look like a lag. I look like
a... Is it lagging? How am I lagging?
It's because, like, so we got the la 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 part. But then no one was moving, and then suddenly Savnat moved after you stopped saying.
It's the stream delay.
The stream delay. I thought I set it to the lowest setting, but I also like to do this to BBH. I think that's very funny. You'll have to wait and see it when it keeps going. Look at him.
Carl is currently dancing across the screen.
You know, if we ever wanted to do a live stream where we recap what happened in the lore, this would be a very funny way to do it.
Oh my god, yes.
Tommy, give me your discs, Tommy. No, not my discs!
Put your armor in the hole, Tommy.
I'll torture you. No, oh, yeah, not like, the give torture. Me, give me the revive book. Give me the revive book, Dream.
Give me the fucking book. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like,
I'm foolish. I am literally huge.
Sam would fuck be like, you, I have to be the warden, fuck it's you, my bad. Burden, I have to be the warden, I cry in the shower, fucking like...
Oh, woe is me, look how pitiful I am.
You cut off my arm. Wait, hold on. Puffy, I've made the tiniest as tiny as possible. Just the tiniest. Wait, hold on, can I... Wait, hold on, can I...
We are in no way biased against Puffy at all. Slash...
I LH. Can make Slimesicle die.
No!
Hold on.
Put a little, put fire on him.
Hold on, hold on. No, I can change. Oh, this. I can bring change him, the color. Like, I can turn
oh,
him.
Oh, no!
Oh, my god.
I can turn him red.
Oh, no! He's just technicolored now.
Eh. He's crispy. No, Quackity, save me! My legacy! I should not have been given this power. Why? I know we decided I should do this because I have the only computer that could really handle it, but on the other hand, this was a mistake.
Yeah, do you know how hot my laptop is? Just having Discord open to talk to you.
Do you know how hot my Surface is having Discord open and this room open to talk to you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it does not have a fan.
This is what
I... So it's just radiating heat.
This is the benefit of having a gaming computer, because I'm a gamer. I'm a gamer.
See, I have a gaming computer. It is just being occupied at the moment.
Lame.
I have a 5 to 6 year old MacBook that I got secondhand.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Savu, is your computer also trying to die?
No, I'm not even using it. I'm using my phone.
Oh. They're using their phone.
Well, that works too.
Yeah.
Hold on, I need to get a father and son duo up on the screen so we can make Fundy angst. Because I think... Wow, Wilbur.
Goodbye, Wilbur!
I mean, Wilbur, you're real tall, but I don't want you to be that tall.
Wilbur is like Sam height tall, almost. Yeah, he's taller than Tommy and Dream.
Let me add
Tommy
Fundy.
Is... Okay, can I just... I'm gonna... This is... See, we don't talk about these things... We usually don't talk about these things in our podcast because it's too discoursey, but I'm feeling a little discoursey right now.
Oh,
why
no.
Does everybody draw Tommy shorter than Dream? Tommy yes, is like an inch taller.
Yes.
Why is Tommy. He like a head shorter
he's
than Dream Tanner?
He's just a little baby. He's just this big. He's just a little. Yeah. He's just a little 9-year-old.
That's taking away from Tommy's height advantage.
Yeah, give that man height advantage.
He's super short, and Tommy's like afraid of him, and I'm like, that's funny. Like
they're like the same height. Let them be the same height. Why are you diminishing the big man?
Like I'm just imagining like one of those like drawings, right, that has him be taller, but then you scroll down and he's standing on like a crate or something to be taller than Tommy.
Yes,
like
it's
on a character
light poles is accurate.
It's like the how in the Marvel movies they had to put Robert Downey Jr. on a crate next to Chris Evans so that Tony Stark and Steve Rogers would look similar heights when they're doing like Civil War. It's like
they robbed us of like short Tony Stark. Like what the fuck? Like
sometimes I accidentally move the entire background.
Well.
It's fine.
Sometimes. But yeah, no, it's... I just... They're like, okay. And this is why I think they're just robbing the dynamics so much by making Tommy a head shorter than Dream. Because Tommy can go up to Dream and say, ha, I'm an inch taller than you. And
yeah,
make fun of him.
You're stealing Dream's intimidation factor. If you make Tommy a short little wee-wee baby... Then Dream's not as scary because he's threatening a child. The fact that he's threatening someone as tall as, if not bigger than him, makes him scarier. Because that means he's intimidating to larger, or, you know, other, like, people who are similar size to him. It's a lot scarier for you to be, like, still scary to people who are, like, the same size and, like, build or bigger than you. It's not scary if you're just menacing to small kids.
Menacing in the corner.
Yeah,
that's like, what Foolish is doing. He's menacing in the background.
Exactly.
Because they'll be like, they'll like make Tommy short, but it's like, why does he need to be short? Like,
it's so tall. Pointless. Except for the whole, oh no, Tommy's a ooh ooh baby and Dream's such a bad baddie waddy gaddy. He's gonna be hurting a little child. Oh, and we
I'm
have to show this.
Like, imagine the whole like 9-year-old Tommy thing, because
Aunt Frost also gets huge.
DR3 on Twitter.
Oh, Dre.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, my brain, that's just, like, DR3, because I used to be a Danganronpa fan, so when I see it, that's what I think. But basically, they've got this whole AU.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know if you can talk about that. I don't think you can talk about that AU on here, because that shit gets fucked up. Like, you
it
can't.
So
I don't think
up.
You can talk
it
about it.
And you would be so fucked up.
What the fuck
up.
Has Dre been doing?
Weird
what?
That at the start of the server, Tommy was 9, and taking, like, going with, like, the logical thing.
The logical conclusion is everything's
following.
Fucked.
Yeah, because at the start of the server, Wilbur is the only character who would canonically be an adult.
Yeah, it gets really dark really fast.
Anyways,
I don't think we can necessarily talk about it as much as we'd want to.
I think this only currently exists in the Dribbler Discord server and Dre and Bubbles DMs.
Yeah.
And a little bit on Tumblr, so I don't think we can talk about this.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think we can. Basically, the just as ignoring the, or not going to specifics of the U, but AU, but just considering the fact is, like, if you're regressing all of the characters, like, 6 years in the past, right?
Seven
like,
years.
Let's say everything, 7, 6 years, I don't know exactly how many it's supposed to be, maybe it's 7 years.
It's seven, everybody's
oh, yeah,
7 years
younger. Oh yeah, it has to be 7 years, because that would make
And
Tommy
the Lamambagor lasts for 7 years, essentially.
Yeah. So just take that and then do it, but you have to do it with every single character, right? Because you can't just say, like, oh no, just this one character is actually... I mean, you can, I guess, but taking it to the logical conclusion of every character is 7 years younger than they are, or we think they are, in canon, which basically means the only two people who would be an adult... Or actually, I guess it'd be more than two people, but the only people who would be adults...
But at that point in time, during the Lamambic Revolution...
Well, no, like... I think technically character Eret would be an adult because
his Eret. That's like, Eret and Wilmer. Myrtle. Those are the only two adults during the Lambeth Revolution.
I think the closest, maybe, I don't know. Now I have to look up how old some of the Dream SMP creators are. Puns. How old is Puns? Because I think Puns is older.
Puns. No, Puns is younger.
Well, no, I know he's still young, I think but like.
One of the older ones?
Yeah, he's... Okay, so he's 1997, so Puns is 25, so 2 years ago he would have been 23 when the start of the SMP happened, which means he would I'm saying, because today...
2 years,
today
and then
he's 20,
seven
yeah,
more years.
Exactly, so he would have been 23, and then you take off 7 years, and he would have been 16, so he's a little older, but still technically only a teenager. How old is BBH? Oh dear lord. BBH.
But the thing is, Bad wasn't around during the Lamanberg.
That's true. He didn't fight the Lamanberg
Revolution.
Lamanberg
so
War.
He wasn't. We don't count him because he would come in at the same age next time. So I think the only other person who is semi close to adult would have been Sam, in Drezeu at least.
Yeah.
Because Sam kept changing the
AFH.
Sam has lied to us about how old he is. His height.
Leaving everyone alone for 7 years and then coming back and just being like, why is everything fucked up now?
Yeah.
When
you move out of your old neighborhood and you come back only to find out that the entire neighborhood like burned down 2 years ago and you're just like, what happened?
He's the older brother who left for college.
Yeah. And then everything just fell apart, and he comes back for vacation or whatever. He's just like, why? Guys, what happened? But yeah, so I don't remember what we were talking about. We have not done...
We're talking about the weird thing with heights. With
right, yes. I mean, a lot of people just like to baby character Tommy. But, you know, I can't, like, completely... fault them for it, because it's not like I don't baby my favorite characters. It's just when you're insisting that your babying is canon that it gets kind of tricky, because then you're like,
it's not even tricky, it's just wrong. It's just plain wrong.
Can I make a pyramid? I can make a pyramid. Hannah's gonna be on the show.
I'm sorry to say that, but if you insist that you're very much not canon, not even a headcanons, but like complete straight up AUs are just, if you insist that that's canon, you're just wrong.
I don't know. I don't have any problem with
like.
The funniest
thing with that is like the headcanons about like the prison uniform, because not only is it going with the assumption that Tommy was meant to be the original prisoner, but
which is
also
wrong.
When they're like, oh, he had to have the second uniform because Tommy's was really small, and you're
no,
like,
that doesn't make any sense.
He's saying it'd be too big for him. He's like wearing it like slightly loose on him.
I think I calculated it out. It'd be the right height. Might not be the right shoulder width, because Tommy is like a string bean of an individual, whereas everything we've seen of Dream, his shoulders are a bit wide, so he might be too broad height-wise, it's perfect.
Wait, sweet. Actually, if you look at their character models, Dream is an Alexa model.
Oh, you're right!
Tommy is a Steve. He is what, 2 pixels skinnier than Tommy.
You're right. Can I distort which size? Sorry, I'm trying to make Rambu. Oh, there we go! I got it!
Make him skinny.
I'm trying to make him skinny. It wouldn't let me do that before. But now he's skinny. Where can I put him?
He's also really tall, so.
I know, he just doesn't fit if I make him really tall. So he's just gonna... Oh, jeez. No, turn. Horizontal. Oh my god, he's not turning. Turn around!
Squish the figure so he's like super like skinny. Or, like fit him in like
fit him between the cracks of 2 other characters.
Yeah.
That's
just
true.
Squishing him.
This is gonna look so
but yeah, no, sometimes like,
there we go.
I don't care if you have like
there we go.
I don't care if people have headcanons or story ideas or AUs and they acknowledge and they know that it's like it's just an AU, it's just an idea they have in their head that is not necessarily canon. or will not necessarily be canon to the actual Dream SMP. It's when people start insisting that it is canon that just gets me, what the fuck are you on?
Hmm. Yeah, that's always a problem.
Like, yeah, do we insist like, that Dream Eggs are canon? No. Do we laugh about it anyways? Yes.
On Discord, but I saw someone mention that they think that there's a lot of people who, I think it was actually on Twitter. They think the problem with a lot of people with Dream SMP is that they think of the actual streams as sort of the incomplete version of the story.
And then they sort of extrapolate
from the streams to come up with, I think, is like the real story.
Yeah, the only thing that's incomplete is the prison arc, okay? Because it's a fucking black box.
The cold story it is.
As far as I'm concerned, if the streamers don't imply stuff is happening off stream stuff isn't happening off stream. Like, that's as far as I'm concerned, right? Rambo has implied that stuff happens when he's not streaming. He has done things where he has not streamed, but has shown up in other people's streams. So we know that his character does shit when we're not there to watch him. We know that the prison has shit happening off stream because we see multiple references to the things that have happened in the prison between the characters that we don't see on stream. But because they imply it, they talk about it, they argue about it, it has happened. It exists in the universe. Whoa. But then when we see stuff like Exile with Tommy, we don't have that.
Exile was played was sort of the implication that each stream was a day.
Yeah.
And then when the stream ended...
That girl was horrifying.
And then when the stream ended, that was Tommy's character going to sleep. And then when the stream started the next day, that was him waking up.
Yeah, like... To be fair, I haven't seen the entirety of the XL VODs myself, mostly because I just...
I watched them live.
Yeah, I didn't watch them live at all. I was looking at some of the VODs. I usually pick only the moments where they're making fun of Brand or stripping on this Prime log. But,
of course they are.
But, like, you don't have the implication that shit's happening off-screen with Tommy's stream, so why are you guys pretending shit's happening off-stream with Tommy's stream when that... It never happened, right? Versus other times where things have happened explicitly off stream and that people have explicitly referred to it happened off stream. Why are people insisting that it didn't happen? It's like, it's so weird some of the fandom gets.
Yeah.
When it comes to like Tommy's character, when it comes to Dream's character, the way the double standards go. Swing.
Yes. Don't mind me.
Are you just drawing on MS Paint while like somebody's like giving a whole dissertation in the background?
Maybe.
Actually, that's an idea for like a future stream. Just what's that one called? Agio.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just do that.
Art stream.
That'd be fun.
Which I think we all draw things, don't we?
Yeah, to like very.
We are all capable of drawing.
To some extent, yes.
Hey, I never said I was good at drawing.
Oh my god, it's Sam.
Just that I can. It's the creeper
you can
man.
Draw, like, get out of here! Get out of here! Like, I've seen your.
I'm doing here, but it's something.
Wait, are you giving him like the creeper body, or like, wait, is he on his knees?
No, he's on his knees. It's just really bad. let me give him his armor.
I can see. For a split second, I thought you were doing the thing like where you were drawing like his bottom half as like.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would if I thought I could, but I don't think I can pull that off.
This is so much more scuffed than our normal podcast.
Oh, for crying out loud, where does it keep slipping through at?
Alright, so we got like about 10 minutes left?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know if we got any question of the week answers, did we? Let me check.
No.
Did we ask question of the week?
I think we did, but I don't know. Look at this perspective.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Maid. So good. That's the answer we got. Spider-Maid.
Oh, yeah, we asked what everyone's favorite thing was from the Dream SMP panel.
I mean, that's fair, you know. Spider-Maid showing up was pretty crazy.
Oh, guys.
What?
Out. No, lol.
No, lol.
I'm an artist, man.
When his ass literally was just like, get fucked. Like, I was like, I really thought he was gonna just let him, like, for a moment I was like, oh, maybe he really is gonna let him go with, like, no repercussions. That'd be kind of crazy. And then he didn't, and I was like, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Should that be our question of the week? Should we do an art stream?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we'll get people.
I mean, we could invite one of the artists that we know on as well. Like Doodles or
somebody. Rambu in the background?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold on.
My boy!
Yeah. Just like Ghost Boo showing up.
Yep.
And like hanging out in corporate, like not invisibly, and just going like, vengeance.
Vengeance.
I can pretend to be one of the big Dream SMP artists. I can
Sabu, you can draw. I don't know what you mean you have to pretend.
Sabu, you have drawn art for my
pick. Listen. I can draw furries really successfully, okay? But like humans are like weird, okay?
That's okay. Like, you can draw Sam.
That is true. That is true. I can draw Sam.
Ghost of Boo says, good, scrub.
Oh, God. This reminds me of my get good. Sam gets good, hate you.
What the hell is that?
There's so. Yeah, you all
got. Oh, wait, never mind. I do know what that is. The name just threw me off for a minute. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, good.
So fucked up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's basically where Sam has none of his sort of inhibitions on doing what's quote unquote right, because he is the lock, and therefore anything he does is automatically right. And
more crimes.
More crimes.
He basically conditions the hell out of Dream.
That sounds nice. Like
during the prison,
that would
and then tries to take over the server.
Like there is just something up with character Dream fans that it's a pattern. I'm just saying.
We have a thing about torturing him, you know? I mean, get the
time. I mean,
there's four characters.
I see two
like,
things
happening to him in other characters. Like, I think even if he like, completely removes his character going into season two, like, we're still gonna write.
Absolutely, we are.
Okay, bruh. Yeah. Considering what content creator Dream puts his character through.
Yeah! We're allowed to bully his vent soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a lot more details in my Sam Gets Good at You, and it's all in the Dribbler server, somewhere in one of the channels buried underneath thousands more texts as everybody talks about their own A's. But it's so fucked up, man. It is so fucked. Dream is so fucked in that one. Like, which is why I say the whole 7 year is fucked, because Sad Dream gets even more fucked in that one than he does in mine. God.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
Yeah, it's like, I think, like, the character Dream Ball just tend to, like, swing between, like, the most angsty stuff you have ever seen,
and then
just, like, super fluffy, lighthearted stuff. Like, it's one or the either, other, there's no in-between.
There's no in-between, honestly. Like, we oscillate wildly between the two extremes.
But we're still the best,
and sometimes
obviously.
Sometimes in the same fix.
Within the same fix, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the one, I can't remember the name of it.
Government bad. Hello, Schlatt. I'm just gonna shrink. Here with Quacky. Like a little pet. Who else am I missing?
The most delusional Dream SMP fans, the ones who think GLaAD is coming back. Like, what?
I think it's been made pretty clear that's never happening.
Like, y'all are clinging on to, like, the deadest horse. Like, come on. Like,
no, the only
thing, I just want the conclusion between Quackity and GLaAD Steel. What happened?
Actually, that's true. There is a chance of GLaAD coming back for a Quackity stream, because that's how he showed up last time.
He comes for the finale. Maybe I'll eat my words, and then, like, GLaAD shows up for the finale. Fuck.
Yeah, man. That could happen, actually. Who am I missing?
In other AU news, I'm currently been brain rotting on a superhero AU. And I've, like, it's one of those brain rots where you're just like, I love this idea, I have no idea how to make it function. And I finally figured out how to make it function, so I'm very happy about it.
Let's go.
So basically, by Kenjo, Don't Let Them Take Me.
That
fic is a really good example of, like, the rapid in between the angst and the fluff that Feebler can get on.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Kenjo. Kenjo's pretty good at a lot of things, to be fair.
I guess this is our spotlight. That's a spotlight.
Yeah, there we go. Spotlight in the episode. Kenjo Katsi, I think, is what it is on Twitter. Absolutely drop them a follow. They're
Kenjo
amazing.
Kenjo Arts on Tumblr. That's their alt where they put a bunch of alt art stuff on.
I think they were actually a guest a while back.
No.
I don't think we've had them on, no.
They're
still on the Discord.
Yeah, no, but they couldn't because they love their brother. And don't want to, like, be in a call or stream or record Dream SMP with their brother around.
Yeah, didn't we invite them to possibly help us make videos for YouTube?
And that never happened.
That never happened. But I think that's why we invited them, partially. And I was like, interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting that we thought of that suddenly.
We've been going for almost an hour now.
Yeah. Thank you for one chatters. SMI Haley Smiley. I don't know how to pronounce people's nicknames.
I know, I've just been saying Haley. Anyway, so next week we'll be back with the first episode of season 3.
Yes.
Which will be overall episode 61. Wait, how many weeks are there in a year?
That's a good question. I don't know. I can't do math.
It's something like 72, I think.
12 times 4?
No, but not every month is exact 4. I'm just gonna look it up.
Holly. Okay. Thank you for our one chatter, Holly. Oh my god, Eret. For sticking with us for an hour.
52.
Yeah, 52.
143. So we have done over a year's worth of podcast.
Yep.
That's crazy. I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Welcome to the over a year club.
Hell yeah.
Hey, glad you're having fun. This is an interesting experience for us, especially the whole figuring out how to do things on the fly. Why is Eret taking up half the screen now?
Eret's huge.
But yeah, so if you enjoyed this, the question of the week is, would you be interested in us doing an art stream? Like, using, I guess, we're all just going to be, like, drawing, like, little things on different layers. So tell us if you'd be interested in that or any other streaming stuff, I suppose. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.